Sing me in, Dad.
She's an easy lover. She'll get a hold on you, believe it. She's like no other. And now it's time for the show to start.
Hey, it's the Hustle Cinema Show.
Clipping Show.
It's theclippingshow.com. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Brian Fay. With me today is Chris No Shift Jutris.
Yep.
What does that mean?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Luke Dumb Glasses Barney.
These are the same glasses I've had for years. I don't know why they're dumb now, but.
Steve, no nickname, Woodbury.
Well, not today. Oh, okay.
And Lee.
You used to say that you didn't need a nickname.
He doesn't.
The man kind of like started appreciating.
I want to do it next show. It's going to be like Chris this, Luke that, and the man who doesn't need an introduction, and Lee.
I see what you did.
Get it?
Because you didn't give me an introduction.
Exactly.
But then everybody that's like a big fan would be like, is Steve on the show this week?
And then they'll hear you say,
well, they'll just
yay,
know.
They would have heard you sing the
we'll
show in
day.
And be like, oh, he's there. Yeah.
No,
well, oh, he's talking. I hear him.
They'll hear you scream about pudding and then.
Well, you know, pudding is good.
I had some grape pudding the other day. Okay, so tonight's topic.
Oh, speaking of pudding, wait, hold on. Speaking
of
pudding.
Oh, shit.
You know how the Jello shots? Why not pudding shots?
Okay, no,
we could. I guess you could put Bailey's or.
No.
Or Kahlua?
Yeah. That would work, I guess.
Tequila.
Pudding farts?
Tequila butterscotch shots.
Butter shots?
Yeah?
Butter shots. Or butter shots in butterscotch.
There you go. Is that.
Or like they have like Godiva chocolate liqueur.
Yeah.
They do have
that. But I'm saying like, because I don't like Jello.
What?
Do you like Jello pudding? The Kaz?
Yeah, the pudding.
Oh my god, make liquor custard, I would have a serious problem.
What if there was liquor rice pudding? That would be fucking disgusting.
All right, so tonight's topic is vehicular manslaughter.
No.
What?
No.
Sorry, vehicle rape.
Don't be a doofus.
Tonight's...
Don't just add crimes to the end of vehicles. It's not how we name the show.
Tonight's topic is vehicle child pornography.
No, Jesus Christ. I don't want the fuck. Do you want them to come to your house and look at your computer?
Yeah, I would. It would be publicity. We'd be famous.
No, you would be famous for going to jail, man.
Because I have kid porn.
Infamous,
do you have kid porn?
If you will.
No.
See, you had to think about it.
JK. Everything we say is a lie.
JK Rowling?
Yes. Harry Potter author.
Harry Potter.
So tonight's topic is vehicles and stories that coincide with vehicles. Who wants to start the show? Show of hands. Who wants
I got a story.
Steve.
No, I don't want to start the show. I'm just raising my hand.
Well, I feel like three of the people in this room had several decent car stories.
We almost made out in a bunch of car stories.
Yeah, I think
we almost made out in Chris's car.
There's a YouTube video of that. Yes,
yeah. That was a big goof.
Yeah, that was like, that didn't. We weren't gonna do it.
That did not happen.
The 81 viewers that saw that video, I hope they all understand that was a, you know, we were joshing.
Bullshit.
We weren't.
Okay, let me in the loop, because.
We went to AutoZone.
And the listeners.
Went to AutoZone.
Dude, I think you were getting like brake fluid or something.
Yeah, I needed something at AutoZone. This is when I had my Maverick.
That's where you get in the zone.
Yeah. I was getting in the zone.
Tonight's show brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Not really, but you know. $100.
That was the plan before. We were just going to pretend like we had a sponsor and kept saying something until they actually sponsored us.
Tough acting, thin acting.
Yeah, but what if they like send us a cease and desist? Stop saying.
Then
we just stop.
Then we pick
a new product to
and take down order. All the shows that you said AutoZone, no matter how funny.
We'll
they
just
are.
Bleep it out. Whatever.
Get in the blank auto blank. Yeah. No, you can't figure this
see,
out. AutoZone.
Even then, that would be a good thing if we got sued. Because then it would
people be like, why did they get sued?
Dude, I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, but it would hit the news.
Exactly. This shitty podcast got sued by AutoZone.
Shitty podcast, try greatest podcast.
Okay, well.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Middle of, like that beast in Dungeons and Dragons with a billion eyes.
A beholder? Yeah. One eye and then one big eye and a bunch of arms and little eyes.
Did you ever see the Dungeons and Dragons movie?
No. Can we go on with the AutoZone story?
That was interesting.
Wait.
Jesus
Christ. So, Chris, we went to AutoZone.
Holy sidetrack.
So, okay, so I was getting in the zone.
AutoZone.
And unbeknownst to me,
I had left my camera in the car, and Brian and Luke thought it was a great idea to just play Linkin Park.
Well, because also the day before, Luke and I were in a car accident.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll get to that later.
That's well,
we
you
already
clicked.
Told that
yeah,
story.
You already told that story. Yeah.
It's the time when I saved Luke's life, and then my girlfriend at the time puked Warm Delight everywhere.
And then the cops were like, why are you Warm Delight puking everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So off to the side.
That was
anyway,
really quick this time you told that story.
They made out.
We did
in on film.
On film. On film to Linkin Park's awful
I was
album.
Say,
we
did.
The third
I was gonna say that is so not even close to the truth, but I mean it is close, but we didn't actually make out.
Yeah.
We did. Okay,
I've heard
so
that
there
was no lip on lip whisker.
No, we purposely cut the video.
That was Brian and Chris.
Like at the moment right before.
Twice.
Yeah, but Chris and Brian did in fact make
yeah,
out.
We,
was it in a car?
Twice.
Okay,
twice.
So I need to know about this.
Well,
I don't care if it's
really
a fucking
well, the first time I was
well,
there
the,
for
the
it.
No,
I
the second
it.
Time.
I need. I need to get a chubby
oh.
for later.
You see,
when I yank,
the
yank
first
off.
Time was
infamously hot chick.
I don't even know why we it did was, it, honestly, because neither of us got anything out of it.
No. But you were supposed to get a date.
That was yeah, but that was never agreed upon.
Which was my.
You were just like
didn't
you were like you're like Aaron. If we make out, you'll go on a date with Chris, right? Okay, let's do this. Blah, 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 blah.
So
wait for an okay.
I jumped the gun.
I just really need to make out with Chris, and I'm using you as an excuse.
Good name.
But the second time did have a reward, especially for me, because I did
you didn't
nothing.
Have to do anything.
Long story short, a group full of females were topless on a trampoline, contemplating putting their shirts back on. But due to Chris and Brian making out, they agreed to remain topless.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that would be something that they would actually want to see.
I don't know either. I didn't ask questions.
Well, you want to see...
has a huge hard-on for boys kissing boys.
You want to see girls making out, right?
Yeah, but I... That
but what?
Isn't
don't have
the
a double
same...
standard, jerk.
No, but that there is a double standard there, because women typically do not want to see guys making out.
Yeah.
Right. It's up for debate.
Like getting your dick sucked?
I think it really depends.
Like sucking dick?
It really depends on the girl.
Yeah, do you think...
No one's going to catch that in
okay,
the recording ever.
Exactly. So do you think girls want to see guys blowing each other, too?
Yeah.
Some do.
Why do you think gay porn exists?
For gay people.
Oh my god!
This whole time.
Well, hold on. Okay. So gay men watch gay porn. I think the majority of people who watch lesbian porn, though,
are straight
men.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is weird.
Agree. Why is that weird?
Because you think lesbian
well,
women would
lesbian
watch
porn isn't designed
sure
for lesbians.
Because if it was, it would be really
It would be like,
really
here's
brutal.
My awesome fist. Ah!
Like,
you, I was punching with my fist.
Yeah, I got that.
No, I was telling the listeners.
Yeah. No one listens to this show.
Actually, hundreds of people listen to this
show. Okay.
Watertalkradio.com.
Rachel and I were at the dollar store up the street from her.
And someone was like, oh my god, you're Steve from the Hot Sauce Enema Show.
Exactly.
Are
no,
you
but there
Steve
was,
Woodbury?
The woman that
the
was
working... Steve Woodbury?
The woman that was working the register was the manager. She was also very lesbian, very
butch.
Yes, and she was wearing a white
beater.
Is that
term PC?
So. It doesn't matter.
Is this show PC?
Nigger.
Whoa. That was an
Brian.
We're on the internet.
That was a hard R.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have black friends.
Okay, great. That makes it great.
Oh,
you
oh,
just alienated
oh,
an entire
wait,
group.
Wait, hold on.
Well, not that
wait,
lesbians
wait.
Are really listening.
No one's seen Brian. Brian's black.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
black.
So he can say it. So she...
That zero.
So she's ringing up our whatever crappy crap that we bought at the dollar store. And
that's like a public apology.
Yeah, okay, I'll
just,
stop for a second so you can make your public
no,
apology.
We'll just edit it in post.
No, you won't.
Not.
I will.
No.
I will.
No,
I'll
won't.
Fucking delete
no,
that segment
won't.
Of audio.
No, you won't.
But then nope. Half of my story will be gone.
No, just a little part where I said the word.
Okay.
So just... What word?
So she's ringing up our goods. And
Chef Boyardee and your Fantas.
Well,
and...
she was having her nieces over, so we bought some mac and cheese for them and some other stuff.
That's cool.
And, so she's ringing it up, and she answers the phone while she's ringing up the groceries, which is, like, I worked at a grocery store, and this would be, like, extremely bad protocol.
You don't
yeah, I'll get you a shit.
And then she's like, she starts talking, and she's like, yeah, I was crying before when I called you. I'm not now.
What?
And I'm like, what?
She's taking, like, personal calls,
like mad personal.
Yeah, and then, like, we're just, like, standing there, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get out of here so we can talk about this.
I'm going to go home and slap your pussy, baby.
Because that's what lesbians do. So she's just like,
Ligety lesbian.
I can't believe she did that. Like, we were together for so long, and then she made out with that guy, so blah, 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 and then I'm like...
Was she in Chasing Amy?
Oh, so that's what confirmed, like, that she was a lesbian, because she said...
Well, I had a pretty good feeling prior to that.
Well, just by her appearance, yes, but that confirmed it, though, saying, we were together so long, referring to a female.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then she's just like... I don't know if I can make it anymore. I gotta go get all my stuff. She's like about to start crying. We were like, here's money, take it. We want to go so we can talk about this.
We want to make fun of you in the car so bad.
So we referred to it as the dyke drama at the dollar store.
Dyke drama 2012.
And you know what? We bought.
I feel like that's like one of those like late night like crime shows.
Dollar Store Dyke Drama.
On Dyke.
Dollar Drama.
Dollar Store Dyke Drama.
And it starts off with like that guy in like the studio. But it's like a 911 dispatch center with people pretending to take calls, and the guy's like,
it all started on May 3rd. Stephen Woodbury and his girlfriend walked into a dollar store just to get mac and cheese. But what they found, they weren't prepared for.
And it's just awful.
Start reenactment.
It's awful reenactments.
it's like a black guy with a wig, and he's like...
No, you got Rob Schneider playing the
Rob Schneider playing every character.
Rob Schneider?
Schneider.
Okay, so hold on. You know how Rob Schneider's in that new movie with Andy Samberg?
And Adam Sandler
that looks...
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, not Rob Schneider. But,
why?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know why I said Rob Schneider.
Sure,
have you seen...
I'm sure he'll make a cameo.
Yeah, because he works with Adam Sandler all the time. Have you seen the trailer that Andy Samberg put on YouTube?
No.
That's just like, this summer, Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, and Sambler Amberg, and Erica Derpader. And it's just like, it's totally like the Rob Schneider trailer, because Andy Samberg knows that movie sucks dick.
Yes.
So why was he in it?
Because
money.
They gave him money.
A paycheck?
He stopped doing SNL, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's done with just SNL. Just did the last digital short.
He probably did this preemptively, like... Just in case, when I do this, when I finish SNL and...
He's got a sweet New Kids on the Block tattoo in that movie, if you haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't.
I don't, I don't think it's real, Brian.
No, but
you don't? Damn.
The thing about that, like, the last movie Adam Sandler did was Jack and Jill. Did anybody see
blue
it?
No. Ass. Did you?
No. I kind of wanted to, just to see how bad it was, but I didn't want to, like, spend money on it, so...
The pirate?
Wait, Luke. No, Luke, you said a blue ass. Did
you actually
it?
Saw
no,
it?
No, I didn't actually. I read the reviews and it.
Oh,
there's no way it
unanimously
been
blue ass.
Unless you're Eddie Murphy doing the Nutty Professor, there's no way you can play every role.
And
in
that's
a movie.
Nutty Professor 1 and 2, not 3, 4, the 17th spinoff or whatever.
What about Tyler Perry and his Madea movies?
Yeah, but those are for black people.
I saw a trailer for one of those in the theater, and I was like, no.
What were you seeing?
Why is Eugene Levy in this movie?
I don't think black people see those movies.
No, black people are the only people that see the Madea movies.
No,
I'm just throwing this out there.
It's just white people who...
No, Chris, hold on. I'm just throwing this out there. We went to see Men in Black 3 with our black friend, and during trailers for Madea's new movie and the new Madagascar movie,
he was
lost
pissing
his
pants
shit,
laughing, yeah.
Laughing.
He didn't laugh during the Madea.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
A lot.
No.
I mean, maybe he was laughing, like, sarcastically as,
listen, I know, you know? Gabe.
I don't know. I remember laughing.
You never know. He might be really into Madea Goes to Jail or whatever. Other ones?
I specifically made a comment to
Okay,
him.
So Eugene Levy is in the new one. I'm like, really, guy? You are a genuinely funny man.
Yeah, well, not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, he wants a paycheck, apparently.
True. I mean, why not just make they did make another one of, like, A Mighty Wind and
Well, that,
Best
that's
in
a great
show.
Movie. Best all the
show.
All the fucking...
They just made another one, For Your Consideration. I heard it was okay.
Who's the director? Did Spinal Tap.
I don't know. I've actually never seen Spinal Tap.
What?
It's a great movie. It's a really good movie.
Really good. The music's awesome, too.
I like the ones like, Big Bottoms.
The Little Children of Stonehenge.
Nobody knows who they were.
or what they were doing. Yes. That almost hit me in the head.
Did it? Good. I wish it did.
Almost got shot in the studio.
Tonight, well, people have been shot in the studio before. Me and Chris have gotten shot in the ass with full power. Is it propane, your gun?
Yeah.
Full power propane airsoft pistols.
Yes.
Directly into the butt. I have pictures.
What? Propane?
Yeah.
It's clean. It's clean fuel.
Yeah, it's a clean burn in hell.
Yeah, but like, why would...
Oh, yeah. Rob Reiner was the director, but Christopher Guest is known as the creator of those types of films. Of, like,
completely sort of improv movies?
Yeah, well, mockumentaries that are like improv like that.
Yeah, Eugene Levy, though, good actor. I never saw American Reunion. Kind of wanted
it
to.
It was bullshit.
Was it? It was bad?
I went to see it because I was bored one... Well,
have you watched American Pie as like a full-grown adult?
I haven't.
It's not
American Wedding was on yesterday actually. Rachel and I were watching it. It wasn't terrible, but it was like
Try watching American Pie again as like a full grown adult. It's not as good as you remember it.
What about American Pie 2?
The Pie Reckoning.
What about American Pie: The Naked Mile?
No,
starring no one from American Pie
except for Eugene Levy.
Except for Eugene Levy and the guy who played Taj. Those are the other.
It's like American Pie is trying to be Van Wilder, National Lampoon.
Basically,
that got out of hand because when I first got my Netflix account, I finally realized how many of these fucking National Lampoon fucking movies there were.
So and like, unless it's Vacation, go
to hell
or Van Wilder.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Or Animal House.
Wait, was Van Wilder National Lampoon?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And Animal House was excellent, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like Van Wilder. And then they did Van Wilder 2, The Rise of Taj. And I'm like, really? He's the only actor that... You know what? He is the only actor that didn't have anything going on for him after that movie.
He's got nothing to do. Like,
yeah, paycheck. All these actors just want a paycheck.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't blame them for it. It's just unfortunate that they're shitty movies. I mean.
Someone pay me money.
But that Jack and Jill movie, like...
Oh, no. Yeah, back on topic.
Back on
car
topic.
Crashes.
Car crashes. But like, it just didn't. It did well in the theaters, and just because people go to see if Adam Sandler's name is on a movie, they'll go to see it no matter what, no matter how complete bullshit.
I hate going to the theater so much.
Why? I love it.
I told you my Iron Man experience.
Which one? Two.
This is why I've never seen either of the Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
I went to go see the first one in theaters, and oh my god. I haven't told this story before. I could have sworn I've told
Let's
you this.
Let's do it.
I don't even think I know
I like stories.
And this guy is there, fat man, fat wife, two fat little kids. And the guy is just the whole, every trailer is like, oh man, it's gonna be awesome.
Dude, I totally just cracked up.
It's gonna be so good.
Dude, that would have made me crack up so much.
No, it did, but hold on. Then it gets to the movie where I'm trying to watch it, right? And this guy has like clearly seen the movie before because he keeps looking at his, wait for this part. This part's the best. And I'm like, oh my god. Then it comes to the part where Tony Stark starts flying around and the guy just stands up and just goes, and like puts his arms up and like swings them around. And
clearly muscle there from regular shit.
No, and like I'm not even kidding. And his wife and kids are like cheering him on.
Perhaps he's somewhat mentally unstable. And it you got a free show.
Yeah.
You could watch
I walked up and left. I was like, I can't.
What?
I was like, I can't.
You missed out on something that was live in front of you. You gotta watch that movie anytime in the future.
Movies.
You got to see fucking this lunatic. Was he sitting near you too?
He was like two rows in front of me.
That's fucking fantastic.
He was in like the handicapped aisle with his
cell phone camera or some shit.
No, because I didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah, bootleg in
arrested
the film.
For using arrested? A cell phone in a movie.
If game? Anyone was gonna get arrested,
Nazi
it would have been that
Germany,
guy.
Like, come on. Although,
yeah, that's exactly what it said.
Relevant.
Nazi Germany was pretty much.
No
killing bootleggers.
No cell phones in movies.
Yeah, that's why the Jews were all bootleggers.
Right,
that's why.
Exactly. But a relevant side note,
the look that Steve
on getting arrested
me.
For dumb things. A woman I work with at one of my jobs is a police officer in Connecticut.
It's time for the Dick Suck Minute.
Fucking Monday Night Mayhem sucks.
It was so bad. Anyways, so
the
she's
worst
a police
radio
officer in Connecticut.
Show.
Somehow I got on the topic with her about what her first arrest was when she first became a police officer. And she was like, oh, it was fucking stupid. I ran some guy's plate as he was driving by, popped up that he had a warrant.
So I pull him over. It's the guy.
Was it Warrant Cherry Pie?
Oh, damn it. I was going to say. I got two. I hate you guys so much.
So she pulls him over. It's the guy. She's like, all right, you're under arrest. You have a warrant. Guy flips out like most would. What do you mean I have a warrant? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a warrant. So she goes in the computer and checks what the warrant is for. This was in the early 90s now. He didn't return a video to Blockbuster. And apparently in Connecticut, the state of Connecticut, can like if a Blockbuster is like, this guy never returned this movie, they will issue an arrest warrant and like take them to court over this VHS that they didn't fucking return. So her first arrest as a police officer, she busted a guy for forgetting to return like the Terminator on VHS.
Well, I guess you could say that his clean record was... terminated.
God damn it. I don't like that. I didn't like
that. Can someone put all of the mics into his asshole at the same time?
Oh, what? Chris is allowed to do puns left and right, but the minute I do one, it's like, no! No, everyone should shut up and shove mics up his butt.
That wasn't a pun.
No, you just tried really hard like to use everything I said and
terminate. You know what?
Record.
Brian better not make any jokes like that, or else he'll be terminated.
Oh, that was so good!
Oh my god, Steve, I love you. You're a comical genius.
Oh god, why aren't you on TV? I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I got a face for radio. Get it? All right. So, what happened?
I don't care.
So back to Jack and Jill. I just don't understand.
Back to car.
Back to the topic that wasn't the topic.
Like, how did it get made? Who greenlit it? Like, okay, well,
yeah, I wonder that about a lot of movies. Like, who in their right mind is sitting there and is like, yes.
One word. One word. Battleship.
Exactly.
But someone was like, this would make. Someone was like. Playing Michael Bay was playing Battleship and was like, you know what?
Michael Bay didn't direct.
Shut up. He was like, you know what? This will be a great film.
I've actually heard reviews of it, and then they said it was bad, but it wasn't like.
I can't get over the fact that one of the major plot points in the movie is the theft of a chicken sandwich. I cannot get over that.
Okay, so what they said in the review is that it was really dumb.
Case in point,
but it was entertaining regardless.
I want to see it just because Liam Neeson is in it. He's got two roles.
See, I can get that. Yeah. See, that's the way I felt about the first G.I. Joe movie.
The first G.I. Joe movie made me angry.
The second one is
I don't know. It's just
angry.
Bad and like...
Well, you know, I just feel like if you just want to have a good time watching it, you will.
But we actually went in with, I guess, expectations that it might be good, and it was just disappointing us at every turn. That's why. And then at the very end, we stayed it to the very end of the movie. We're all excited for the big PSA at the end after the credits. And then nothing happens, and then some dude in the back goes, fuck you! That was the best part of the movie.
Well, no, because I think I had zero expectations. I thought it was going to be terrible. Well,
you didn't expect a PSA, though.
I had zero expectations, like I just said.
Like, Chris, if there was a PSA, think of how many great dubs there would be of it on the internet.
Oh, shit! Give
fuck
Rocket! Give him the stuffed sandwiches!
Get him
oh,
a computer.
Shit!
That was, I
get
like,
the fuck off my ice!
My favorite was Mr. Body Massage.
I just watched that today, actually.
Who wants a body massage?
What
are you,
did you just say?
Did you say that?
Body massage.
What are you doing, Brian?
Putting some that was a PSA.
That was a PSA.
One of the
that
dubs.
Was a PSA.
Oh,
it was a dumb one, but it was one.
Yeah, he did a lot of them. There were
nice catch, Black El Nino. Too bad your ass got sacked.
There we go.
Is that better? Is that a better quote?
That's a better one.
Much better than.
Everybody
well,
remembers
still
that
talking,
one.
Just doing it on your own in the back.
Oh, look at all with your cute little matching helmets. Isn't that cute? Matching hats.
Okay, so here's what we do. We make our own PSAs.
We'll throw bubbles, too? When you drink a beverage, you get a throat bubble sometimes. Prevent throat bubbles. G.I. Joe.
No, we don't end it with G.I. Joe. I was going to say, we end it with H.S.E.
Good.
And then a fart
meter.
Yeah.
Started
YouTube series, Weekly PSA.
But they're serious. They're completely serious.
100%. Like the ones Conan O'Brien used to do.
Like Chris can do motorcycle safety. Like, make sure if you're riding at night, have a reflective vest.
And then we're like, listen to our show. It's just like our PSAs. And moms were like, yay. And then we're like, yo, I fucked him up with a butthole.
When you're on your motorcycle, remember to watch.
Welcome to Hot Sauce Cinema Show. Fuck you, mom. Oh, no.
When you're on your motorcycle.
It's too bad that our slogan is fuck you, dad.
That's not our slogan.
I like dad.
That's your life slogan.
I don't have dad problems.
Yes, dad.
I do. I have dad problems.
Chris does have dad problems.
We can. Oh yes, Steve.
I'm okay with my dad.
You guys.
Oh, damn it.
Next show's episode. Next episode's topic is dads.
Oh no.
That's so exciting.
All right. So first up, Luke.
I got nothing.
I don't know.
Chris.
I got. Okay. Nothing. So Jack and Jill.
Is a piece of shit, and I'm gonna stop talking.
Okay, so Chris, what happened today that we made the topic of automobiles?
So, today, total nightmare scenario.
Was it like Total Recall terminated?
Oh, by the way, are you excited?
Steve, your jokes are so good!
So here's the thing. It's raining today.
Men?
That would have been great.
Swimming in a sea of testes. Let's go.
So swimming in a sea of testes today.
That sounds gay.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
How would you arrange so many guys that it would just be a sea of ball sacks?
They would have to be really flexible.
And they'd have to have really, like, Evan Stone stretchy balls.
Well, no, because if you push your balls.
Who's Evan Stone?
If you push your balls between your legs, right?
Right.
And then, like, fold it in half.
I'd fuck
sort
me.
Of like a gymnast would. Like, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel like you've actually, like, figured out the logistics of, like, all right, if I'm going to do this.
It came to me in a dream. Oh. But anyway, I'm driving home. It's raining. My phone's about to die. And
you don't have a charger in your motorcycle?
No, I don't have a charger in my motorcycle.
You have a cigarette lighter in your motorcycle?
No, they don't. They don't have.
They don't do that.
They might.
Dumb.
They might actually on like the bigger like
the big Harleys, like
or the
ones
wings
with like
or
the
something.
Big, yeah, the ones with the big friggin'
dash and like the windshield
and a radio. And they're always driving by. You can hear their radio.
Well,
like,
because you're driving a motorcycle, it's loud
and
as shit.
Like, they're driving by like, come on, feel the noise.
Didn't we sing that last
Hold
week?
Hold on, can we? Lee and I are having a side hilarity.
Of course you are.
Have you ever watched 5 Second Films, the series on the internet that
yes.
is 5 Second Films?
Yes.
Oh.
Hot Sauce Cinema brought to you by 5 Second Films.
That reminded me of this one, which is my personal favorite 5 Second Film. It's the best.
You know what's great on the radio?
I'm sure all of our listeners enjoyed that.
Look up Absence of the Towels. Just type that into Google. And just the 5 Second Film is like... It's so goddamn good.
That's funny.
It's so goddamn funny.
Anyway,
okay, so you're riding your microphone.
I'm riding my motorcycle home. It's raining. I got my rain gear on.
Rain gear.
And your slicker and your poncho.
And friggin', I go to shift. My shifter fell off.
What?
Yeah.
Guess who had to rescue him?
What?
Yeah. Wait. So I called Brian with a little bit of power left in my cell phone.
How close to dead was your phone?
It was at the point where it's like
the full bar is like full of red.
Yeah, it was like the battery symbol was like X'd out, and it was like, dude, I'm about to shut down.
So how'd you keep texting me after you called me the second time?
I sent you a text.
Yeah.
One.
After you got off the phone with your brother and off the phone with me again.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you fucking make up stories.
I shut off
all unnecessary accessories.
Yeah.
Next time you have one of these, I'm just gonna be like, what are your coordinates? And I want you to send me your coordinates.
I don't know
how
coordinates.
Do you know, how is he gonna know coordinates?
Activate the GPS functionality in your phone.
In Google Maps, you type in current location to wherever, and the current location changes to your coordinates.
I want
you need to convert it to the military grid reference system, which is accurate up to 1 meter.
Yeah, and then
bam.
1 meter?
Right before
one
you
meter.
Find out this information when your phone dies, it'll be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, Dad.
But no, I want a GPS system where you can, like, link up with your buddies.
Yeah, it's called Looped Boost Mobile.
Or you could be like that thing, yeah, the Boost Mobile. Really? Like, where you at?
Yes.
No,
so
I'm
like,
saying.
So, like, you, like, you're like, where, do, like, where and to?
It shows,
Brian.
No, it shows, a map, and it has dots all over the map, and those dots are your friends, and you can watch them moving around in real time.
So basically, you can watch your friend go to the glory hole.
Yeah, but I want Google Maps to do this, because I use Google Maps.
Just, like, navigate to your friends. It's like, motherfucker's not calling me.
No, no,
I
mean, like,
navigate to Chris.
Say you're on, like, a convoy. You're going on a road trip. You got multiple
convoy.
Cars. Like, if you could link up GPSs, so it shows a dot for the other cars.
So if one of your boys goes astray.
Right. So if you're like, where is Chris? And then he's like, oh, he's right
there.
He's
at the rest area getting blown.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Cool.
He saw a sign for Chick-fil-A and just took off. And
yeah. I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
Burlington Mall?
There's one in
Burlington Mall.
The Nashville.
Let's go.
Mall too.
Right now.
Burlington Mall. Screw the
Chick-fil-A
show.
Chick-fil-A is like an anti-gay company.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't care. Is their food delicious?
It's absolutely delicious. It's the best fast food chicken you'll ever get.
I don't know. I'd rather.
What about Popeyes?
All right, here we go.
Lisa's Popeyes.
There's a difference.
After the show, do you guys want to get fried chicken?
Southern, like, you know, you want, like, that country-style gravy and, like, you know, Popeyes. Yes. But, you want some fucking nuggets or, like, a chicken sandwich? Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's.
Oh my god, I want to go to Wendy's right fucking now.
You get the spicy
that
chicken.
That was Hot Sauce and Michelle again, Wendy's.
Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time on Hot Sauce and Michelle! There we go, now we have to end it, right?
I did the thing,
Dad.
We could just rename it Spicy Chicken Sandwich Shoved Up an Asshole Show!
Same thing, same idea. Really.
Literally, almost
like
the same
you eat
idea.
It with your bum cheeks and you push them together.
Except one is done with solid food.
I went to Thompson to pick up a cookie with his butt.
No, that was me.
It was you. You had to pick up a cookie with your butt.
Yeah, well, there was some sort of circumstance surrounding
it. It was an Oreo. I remember that.
No, it was just a regular cookie.
Did we have an Oreo also? That someone I tried to pick up with their butt at one point in time?
I don't recall an Oreo.
This is at the warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Someone had to pick up something edible with their butt.
It was me, and it was a cookie. It was just a regular, like, Chips Ahoy.
I literally think somebody said, like, hey, could you pick that up? And someone was like, pick it up with your ass? You can't do that.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
You can.
No, that's probably how it went. Because I could see me.
Judging the warehouse mentality, that's exactly how
I
that conversation.
I could see me being like, oh, yeah, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, I literally think you asked somebody to pick something up, and they were like, pick it up with your ass. And you were like, maybe I will. That's not possible, Chris. Oh, yeah? Give me something. Put the cookie on the ground.
It'd be better if it was a marshmallow.
Would
marshmallow?
It? I don't know. Define better.
I don't know. It'd be more fun because it'd be spongy in your bum.
It'd be more... Okay.
He's thinking about, like, not, like, actually completing this task.
I don't know. Like, a hard cookie in your bum? I don't know about that. But
I don't think anything really...
In your bum?
Yeah.
But,
I mean, except
what if it was
you're...
the mini
I don't want, and no, I don't want.
I mean, I guess if
I don't want any confectionery sweets in my butt.
What
okay?
if it was a cupcake with frosting?
If maybe. If I had to have something in my butt, I guess
it'd be a marshmallow.
A marshmallow wouldn't be that.
That
bad.
Would be. That would probably be the best because it's.
Although
so,
I feel like
it's
I feel
forming,
like the sound it would make
it's
as so it, no, hold on. I feel like the sound it would make as it goes in would be like,
and then it'd be like. My cocoa doesn't have marshmallow in it. Like, I've got a solution.
You can just make s'mores by just pooping on graham crackers. And just like, here you
aww.
Go. There's your s'more.
I never
have to make sure you eat a lot of
my that. Friends recently, they made a s'more, and then they put it on egg roll, like, paper, rolled it up, and deep fried it. And they were like, it's the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
So basically a s'mores egg roll?
A s'mores egg roll.
Okay, Brian, you'll attest to this. You take a s'more. Instead of marshmallow, spray cheese.
What?
Holy
what?
Shit, no.
Cheese?
Hershey's chocolate and spray cheese.
Like, you're talking like fucking cheese whiz.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes. No, you ate it, Lee. It was at Jamie's wedding.
Yeah, we all had
like,
it.
I was intoxicated.
It was at Jamie's wedding. You ate it and were like, this is really good. Why is this good? No. Like, just chocolate and, like, a line. Like a,
no.
You take the Hershey bar, you get the one rectangle, and just a line of spray you know what? Down.
Honestly,
it,
I think I've actually witnessed you doing it.
It's a Twinkie wiener sandwich.
Were you at the wedding?
No, no, no. A different time. It was a different, I think he was like, dude, you won't believe what I found out. Fucking spray cheese and chocolate, and he did it, and I think I literally came within seconds of punching him in the mouth because I thought it was the stupidest fucking idea I've ever heard.
Here's why I told Brian about it, is that this Portuguese guy that I work with,
he's racist.
No, I Portuguese? Told you it was tasty.
Portuguese?
No.
I was like, chocolate cheese. Portuguese.
No, here's the thing, just listen to the story. This Portuguese guy, he told me that he feeds his kids.
Like, what did really... I say? A racial epithet.
I didn't even know Portuguese. That's a thing?
It seems like you're talking about a fat Portuguese guy.
No, a Portuguese, that's someone who's Portuguese.
I realize. Why can't you just call him a Portuguese guy?
Because he's fucking racist.
This Portuguese.
It's a Portuguese.
Yes! Sorry.
So anyway, this Portuguese that I work with, he's telling me that he feeds his kids chocolate and cheese. And I'm disgusting. So,
but there's cheesecake with chocolate in it. That's good.
Yeah, but it just sounds...
That's the difference. That's like...
It sounds gross. Cheese, it sounds gross.
Chocolate.
Like, you wouldn't think...
I couldn't take a Hershey bar and throw a fucking slice of cheddar on there. And,
you should.
And, right.
You really should.
You can put a slice of cheddar cheese on an apple pie. It tastes pretty good.
Honestly,
I talked about that in Men in Black.
Did they?
I didn't see the new one, so.
When Kay can't make up his mind at the pie shop, he's like, he'll get the apple pie with a nasty-ass piece of cheddar like he always gets.
Oh, you're right. Right. You're right.
I am right. Suck my dick, New York.
Anyways, Portuguese guy told you, and you were like, I got to try this.
Well, no, I was like, I'm never trying that. Then, at the wedding, I'm super drunk with Brian.
And we had spray cheese because we bought spray cheese and Four Loko and hot dogs and bacon. That was it.
I was like, oh, you guys did great. They want you to go to the store and get some like hot dogs or something. They're like, okay.
Come back.
Yeah,
they didn't have food at the wedding?
So here's the
thing. It was a camping wedding, right? So it was like a whole weekend. And we show up with a cooler with two packages of bacon and like six Four Lokos. And we're like, we're good.
All weekend. Good
was
to go.
Like all we came with.
Everyone seriously looked at us and was like, are you guys fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? Are you kidding right now? I was like, what's the problem?
I got bacon, I got Four Loko, and there's a cooler. Like,
Chris is going to puke.
Don't spit up the Four Loko.
Yeah, the funnier part of the story is the same Portuguese also had told me about these hot dogs, bar-ass hot dogs.
Which we'll get to.
They're not good. My dad used to buy them.
I know. He was telling me, like, hey, 99 cents for 12 hot dogs. You can't go wrong. Or how many hot dogs?
Back, get shitty hot dogs.
Yeah, they're the shittiest hot dogs.
Yeah.
The thing that alarms me most about this
is that
you guys
Chris
didn't send regrets to a camping wedding. If someone sent me, like, oh, this wedding's going to be a camp thing, and I'll be like, no.
It's my boss. It's
no.
My good friend.
It was also one of the best weddings
I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was
a
really fun wedding.
I had a blast.
Where did you guys sleep? On the fucking ground?
In a tent.
That's fucking terrible.
No. It was actually...
It's like, my God, I get to go to a wedding.
Steve.
Spend money.
Steve, actually, it was awesome because here's the thing. I got super plastered, like... way too drunk that I should have been.
Yeah, we all got.
And I got eaten by a bear.
No, and then I woke up feeling great because of the mountain air. I just felt fantastic. No
hangover.
So you're
telling me if you don't want a hangover, sleep on a mountain.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just don't like camping in general. So if someone invited me
to
a fucking camping wedding, I'd be like, no, you can have a regret. I'll send you a fucking present.
What if you were the best man?
I would decline the best man.
You'd get a hotel down the street.
Steve, I was going to ask you to be the best man at my camping wedding.
Well, then fuck you. I'm not going to do it.
No, some people did get hotels because like down the street, like a mile or two, was a small little hotel. All right,
so I would have been okay with that if I could stay in a hotel.
You know who stayed at the hotel? Not only Ken, someone and their Buzz Killington wife.
Yeah, let's not.
Was it me?
It was Nick Vinny. His shitty wife.
And his sister.
This is all recorded now.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Good job.
So you guys went on a road trip on a camping wedding. That's fun.
It was awesome.
I had a car ordeal today, too.
Oh, really?
Did you ever finish your story about your shifting thing?
I think so.
Did you get it back on?
Yeah, moral of the story is Brian came and rescued me.
Oh.
Because I'm a good friend.
Because I go to weddings and I rescue my friend. Do not shoot me with that fucking gun.
This is getting...
I didn't shoot you with a gun.
You've been fucking pointing at me. Don't fucking point a gun at me. Ryan. Don't point a gun at you either.
Oh, you care about me.
Anyway, so your car ordeal.
Steve, what if I just did this?
Don't fucking do that.
What if I just pulled in my thumb real quick? Oh, nothing happened.
Good. I had gotten gas yesterday, but I forgot to put the gas cap back on, so I had the check engine light on. But then I put it back on, and it wouldn't go off, so I'm like, fuck, what is my check engine light on for?
You need a new gasket and your gas cap.
No, I just went to Jiffy Lube, and I'm like, do that thing where you check to see what's wrong. And then they did, and they're like, oh, it's a gas cap. We cleared the thing, and we're not charging you money, and it's all set. And I'm like, yay!
Jiffy Lube. Now lube me up!
It's the first time I, like, had a good experience with something happen with my car, and, like...
You go to Jiffy Lube,
well,
you get a new car, so... You go in, you yell,
well, it's
lube
a year old.
Up.
I bought it a year ago.
And then you win.
Yeah.
Drive-through oil changes are pretty sick, not gonna lie.
What?
Why is that?
Just because it's, like, it's really fucking convenient. Like, you're in...
Define convenient.
You're in a hurry to do something, you're like, fuck, I gotta get my goddamn oil change. Fuck! And you just pull in. Ding, ding, ding.
And then they have the little thing below them, and then they just...
Yeah, so there's, like, a guy waiting for the car.
And then he gets, like, oil on his face.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
And you just sit down, and just, like, the guy rolls down the window, and he's like, what do you want? Like, the shitty oil, the decent oil, the really good oil. Like, I want the really good oil. You want, like, to replace all this other shit that you don't need to replace, but we want to sell it to you? No. I'm all set. All right, well, you're good. Here you go. We filled up your tires with air and topped off your fluids. Have a great day.
You know what?
Bing, and you drive out.
Yeah, and then, no, because you end up spending like 50 pudding? Bucks doing that.
Yeah, but it's convenient.
Convenient?
You go
what?
To this place,
so
you're
gonna
and
do your own oil change?
Yeah.
You got a bike.
It is literally, like, even on a car, it is literally one nut that you have to loosen.
Guess what I pay for my oil change?
What?
$0.
Okay.
And they give me breakfast.
All right, fine.
What? I pay $30
if
to get a free car wash.
I'm still under warranty, so I can go to the dealer.
If you're under warranty,
wait,
sure. Why not?
Yeah, I go to the Littleton Toyota, and they give me free breakfast.
Is it continental?
Well, it's just like eggs, bacon, and
they have.
Yeah, but is it continental?
They actually have like
buffet?
Eggs.
No, it's not a buffet. You just like this is what I want. And they
can we go back to legs and eggs? That was awesome.
Yes, when Amanda gets back.
One of us is gonna, or we're all gonna have to take a Friday off then.
That's fun.
I need to take a day off.
Yeah,
so fucking A.
When Amanda,
you got vacation
back
days.
Training,
I do have plenty.
When is she back? She's halfway done.
The end of this month. She's gone for.
That'll be the celebration.
For 6 more weeks.
That'll be her sometime
in July.
Congratulations, you
basic
got this new job.
Is hard when you're buzzed.
And now I don't have a girlfriend, so it'll be okay if I get a lap dance to get, I finger some strippers.
An HJ.
Something. Yeah. Get an HJ, FJ,
What's FJ? Foot job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuckers. You guys are weird when you camp in weddings. Well,
no,
you
or even a chin job, even.
Well, just look.
I've heard about a chin job.
Look at this.
What?
Look at this.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look like a vagina?
With the arches of your feet?
Yeah, kind of.
See?
But I don't want to put my...
So why wouldn't you put a dick in there?
Because I'd rather put it in a vagina.
Well, yeah, but that's might give you a disease. That might just give you athlete's foot.
Like,
wait,
you want Steve to put his dick between
your
feet?
I'm not putting my dick in between his feet.
If I had my shoes on, I don't really care. I mean,
no, those are nice shoes.
You might get
I change shoes. I mean, I put my shitty DCs on that smell like a fucking dick. Already.
What?
Do they smell like a dick because you've been fucking them too much?
No,
because apparently it looks like a vagina to you?
No, it's just odd that I have a pair of shoes that literally smell like balls.
Are you eating
Red Hot?
No, I'm eating BBs.
You said those are BBs.
Oh.
Well, that's weird. Those aren't Tic Tacs.
Brian.
What?
You're going to choke, you fucking.
Brian. If only,
yes, I'm an EMT, but I've had a little bit to drink.
On Radioland could see that.
Let's do wacky things. Wacky things radio.
Hey, stunt boy, put shit in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet dent. What is that?
I didn't know that was loaded.
Is there going to be gas shooting out of it now?
Started.
I think Brian needs to be in a straitjacket when we do things.
Okay, what's the topic? Cars. Car accidents.
No, we weren't talking about car accidents. Just talking about...
I almost died in a car accident once with my dad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell us story. Tell us.
This is back when I lived in Sturbridge, Massachusetts.
That's where my friend was in Gilligan's Island, the musical.
What?
My buddy Rob played the title role of Gilligan in Gilligan's Island, the musical in Sturbridge.
Was it a 3-hour tour?
It seemed that way. I mean, I love Rob. He's a great friend of mine. But, oh, my gosh, the parts of that were a little bit unbearable.
Was it the part where it's in Sturbridge?
And it was a musical.
And it was Gilligan's Island.
Like, but I'm a good friend.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I would not go to that.
So I was in my driveway. My dad had a Ford Aerostar van. And we're in the driveway, and we're right around, like, the worst blind. We are the worst blind driveway in the neighborhood.
And we weren't interrupting for a change.
And are you guys both doing that?
No.
Okay. Chris is making out. So we're pulling out of this blind driveway, and, like, people fly down this road. It's supposed to be a 30-mile-an-hour road. People do, like, 50. And we're backing out. I'm in the passenger seat. Dad's in the driver. We're backing out. All of a sudden, nope, check out this 55-mile-an-hour Jeep. Oh, check out that 100-foot skid. Oh, check out the front of your car. And I'm, like, in the passenger seat.
Oh, damn.
Shitting myself.
I'm a passenger. What is that? What are you singing?
I don't know.
I'm singing a song no one knows.
Should I continue with the show?
Don't
shoot anybody.
You shoot him.
Yeah, that's a great
No!
Idea. Thank you.
You lost your gun. Gun's great. Gone.
I was just going to throw BBs at you.
He's spitting them.
Come on. Can you not spit things?
If you stop spitting things, I'll give you the gun back.
No, that's even worse.
Or, okay.
Wow.
And I got the gun.
I said if you stop.
I did
stop. That was the thing. He
tricked you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was cock.
Anyway. So, funny story about almost dying in cars. This one time, I was headed home from my friend's house to my house, which was like right around the corner, less than a mile. And it was like a hurricane, typhoon, thunderstorm.
Last year?
No, it was when I was still in high school.
Okay.
But anyway.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should finger that.
Chris to tell his goddamn story. I'm not doing anything.
So we get in my buddy's car because he's the only one who.
It's really loud in the headphones.
Go on.
So he's the only one who could drive at the time. And, Brian, I swear to God.
I didn't do anything! Tell your story!
You didn't do anything yet.
Who says I'm going to? Why do you have such low hopes for me?
Whenever Brian's retarded to everyone else, it's all funny games, but as soon as people start being retarded to Brian, he takes his ball.
Yeah, remember last week we were like, gonna slice you with my fucking penis? Or not last week.
Just tell your story before I get mad!
Before I get mad and slice you with my fucking sharp penis!
So we get into my friend's car.
We haven't done a show in over 2 weeks.
Yeah, well this is the reunion. This is our 10th show.
Yeah.
This is our 10th show.
This is the decade.
We're fucking it up.
We've done 1/5 of a year's worth of shows.
Yeah.
Is that 1/5?
It's 52 weeks in a year.
Wow. Approximately, yeah.
Yeah, approximately.
Take like a Christmas break and, you know.
Which we've already taken.
Twice.
We could do like 1 week where we do 6 shows.
All right. We should do multiple shows next week. Oh, I'm not going to be here, so.
Okay, let's do that.
We'll
I'm kidding.
Without Brian.
It'd be a better show.
I think we just need me, Steve, and Luke. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I dare you.
How do you do?
Do a show.
Okay.
Okay.
You dare me?
No.
This a dare?
I triple dog dare you to
physical challenge.
That's oh my god! I love double dare. So it's so exciting.
Good. How bad? Does
I wish you
be
didn't
honest?
Have to
just,
wait to pass. Just pass
that
physical
one. That it's the building.
Don't you hate it when they answer the question?
Just dare, double dare, physical challenge. And you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah, those questions that are like,
you ejected.
It's literally like the most obscure question. It's like, if you're a space object in space with a trajectory out, dare, double dare, physical challenge. Yes. You know the writers put that in there because they're like, no one.
Yeah,
I always liked the obstacle course when they'd have to pick the nose.
Oh, yeah. That was the one at the end.
And the dump truck would all, like the garbage truck or whatever, that would always fuck people because you could never find the flag.
Yeah. You found the marble in the oatmeal.
Watching the show is the worst because you can see where the flag went.
You're like, oh, you stupid idiot!
It's right there! Yeah.
You get to drink from the fire hose!
UHF?
Remember the big gumball machine?
No, this is a serious thing. Luke, have you seen UHF?
Later on.
What?
Have you seen UHF?
What's UHF?
It's Weird Al's movie.
You don't know
the
about
Weird
it?
Weird Al movie?
Negative.
It's so goddamn good!
We should do that. We should do a commentary on it sometime.
Like a Riff Tracks?
Yeah. Although it's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, but people like listening to us.
And... No, they don't.
We should do a shitty movie. We should watch Jack and Jill and do a riff track.
We should watch Postal.
No.
Postal's actually hysterical.
No, it's not. I really dislike that movie.
When you see Dave Foley's penis.
Yeah. How does that make it good?
The black
cop. I'm not saying that was good.
The black cop makes that movie good.
I think I would be down for a weekly let's watch a movie and just record.
We all just watch Run, Bitch, Run.
We don't even necessarily have to really like be involved.
Every week we watch Run, Bitch, Run.
I will say that was one of the funniest things when you guys made me watch a movie. And it was at like 5 in the morning. You're like, fuck, what are we going to do? It's 5 in the morning. I know. You have to watch this movie. And then Chris like finishes watching the movie and he's like, well, time to go to work, and like went upstairs, put like his work boots on, and walked out the door for work.
That was it like Clockwork Orange? They hold your eyes open, and they were little.
It wasn't that bad,
okay. But we were like, stop sleeping.
There was a couple of the slow parts. I'd kind of do a little nod off, like,
and then that bass line comes in the dun 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 dun, and you're like.
Someone's gonna die, or do like the titty. Like,
oh yeah, there's gonna be.
There's one character in the movie, one female character that you don't see her boobs.
And she's like 80.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's good.
Every other female character shows her tits,
and there's a lot. There's a lot of female.
A lot of tits.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
And they bang a lot. One of them masturbates with a plunger. That's pretty sweet.
I will say that was very.
Which end?
The handle end, dummy.
I would imagine this if you get the suction cup and just kind of.
Oh, actually, speaking of which,
that probably felt good.
People do that.
Do they really?
Pussy pumps.
No, the pussy pumps.
Do that with their dicks.
And they get
vacuums with their dicks.
Puffy pussies.
Well, that's just to swell up your dick, though. It looks cool.
They get puffy pussies.
Looks cool.
A dick never looks cool.
You put a bow on it. I don't know.
Maybe that's me being a hetero, but dicks are just fucking weird.
I like girls who like dicks, though.
Me too.
Here's one of the pumps.
No,
yeah.
That's what the pump looks like.
Is that a pussy?
Okay, what is that green face?
Is that a pussy pump? Is that what we're looking at?
It just swells that bitch up.
Wow, that's fucking gross.
Enlarge that. Enhance.
Don't enlarge the gross one.
Enhance.
Oh. Yeah.
I think that pussy has a problem with it.
Oh,
beyond
God.
The pump.
The disease in there.
Oh, why? Why are people into that?
It was like an incubation tank.
Oh, wait, Safe Search was on.
Oh God. So we got all the nasty
Silly
ones.
Me.
Oh, my God.
There's like an 8-inch one.
Shit.
How
does
that
even good.
Okay, everyone, right now, if you're listening, look up.
Here's what it looks like after.
So you get a fucking terrible-looking pussy. Oh,
this is a dick.
Brian,
pump.
What did you search for? Pussy pump?
That's a penis. Yeah,
that's a real penis.
Look up pussy pump.
That's a real penis.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. Enough. Enough of this.
Enough of the fucking pussy.
I am done.
Whoa!
What?
That looks like balls.
Yeah.
Like double balls.
It looks like a ball sack.
Hey, ladies, if you ever want to have balls, get a pussy pump.
Get a pussy pump so it'll look like you have balls instead of...
Oh, God!
How is that? Is that even
someone
pleasurable?
Giving birth? I don't know.
No, maybe. That's a pump. That's the menorah.
Why would you do that?
This is the Majora. This is the Menorah.
Menorah?
These are swollen lips. Yeah, maybe a Majora Menorah.
Menorah is fucking what you like.
That's a Jewish Hanukkah thing. Like, come on.
Whoa!
Would you can put you... away the pussies,
no.
please?
Can you fuck that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Look at this one still.
Is it pleasurable, though?
I'm going to leave that up.
Brian, tell me you saw E-Fucked, the most recent one with the girl, Epic Ass, is Epic Win.
Yeah, and it turns inside out.
Yeah, it's
weird. Prolapse.
I don't like prolapsed assholes.
But it's like weird. It's like a prolapse. Like it was like a dude nutted in her butt, and then she like spread her butt cheeks open and like farted like the jizz out of her butt into a pool. She's swimming in a pool.
Oh, so I thought like it do like a.
So it's like floating in the water, and then she tries to eat it.
She would get sick from the chlorine.
Was she Pac-Man? Oh, yeah, that's what you're concerned about.
But the fact is, like, one, someone jizzed in her butt. Two, she opened up her butt. Three, there was like an anal prolapse issue going on. Four.
But no, there's chlorine in the pool.
No. The chlorine is clearly the issue here.
Well, at least that's the way now.
That's her biggest
and
problem.
And it wasn't even like she was forced to, like, she was having the time of her life doing
it. Does prolapse hurt, do you think?
I don't know, probably.
From what I understand.
Dude, you're going to get viruses on your computer.
It doesn't hurt when it happens. Pussy pumps. But you have to realize it's like internal things are now outside. So, like, sensitive to, like, and then it'll just start hurting. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, like, if you have an open wound.
You push it back in.
Well, yeah, eventually.
Well,
you actually have to get surgery to fix it.
Depending on how bad it is.
So, when you poop, does it prolapse again?
Well, no, it could just be so bad that it just fucking poop falls out of your bum.
Yeah. I don't know why we're talking about
like it. You have no.
Well, today's topic was poop falling out of your bum because of your prolapsed asshole.
Pops us out of my shower.
Brian, put Google away. I'm sick of this.
Okay, you jumped in pink socks. It was actually literally.
It came
pink
up literally.
Socks.
There was one that was an inside out butthole,
and the rest of them were pink socks.
Like Google did some like housekeeping. They were like,
"Thank you, Google."
Like,
a little girl who wants
I literally wanted
for
some
her
pink socks,
pink
and all
socks.
I saw was a fucking anal prolapse.
I want to do some shopping for pink socks.
Chris, you want to go get pink socks?
No.
You go to like a department store and be like, do you have any pink socks? Oh, no, we really don't. Oh, I guess I'll go shop online. All right, well, before you do that, I just
you guys have any pink socks? No, sorry. We turned our whole inventory inside out and sold them all.
Oh!
That's what I would do.
I see what you did there.
You're terminated.
He brought it back.
Steve's jokes are so good. They're the best. Steve's the best host on the show.
Thanks.
With his fucking pork pie hat and his mustache. Yeah,
I have a whole beard.
What is a pork pie?
This one.
Why do they call it pork pie?
Bring back Google.
Look up.
No, don't
do something useful with Google for once.
That's.
Why do they call it pork pie hat?
It's
not
quite
a pork pie hat. A pork pie hat is more of this.
Okay,
why
are
you calling it pork pie?
Because
that's a golfer.
Get your shit right.
That's a golfer's hat or whatever.
Kangol, like a.
Pork pie is a pretty good. Oh, that's a pork pie.
Cabbie hat is what you're
looking for. Oh, that's probably why they call it pork pie hat, because it looks like a pork pie.
What is a pork pie?
It's a pie made of pork.
Yeah, he's got
that sounds like what I did to your mom last night.
Oh.
He's right. Lee's right. He's got a cabbie hat. What are you fucking Indian driving a cab over here?
Didn't I help you? I'm doing racist stereotypes.
Shut the door, you smell of cheeseburgers and just
it's a golf thing. It's golf.
Come on.
Lee should know that of anyone because he's a golfer.
Speaking of that, hey, I'm a golfer too, you know.
No, you're not. Shut up.
I search golf hat and this comes up.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny fucking jokes on the radio show.
Oh, God. The guy's got – search golf hat, and it's a hat where it's like a putting green with a golf ball on it. It's cute.
Yeah. That's why we got to like have like the Facebook page. Like,
I got to pee.
Like link it to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Your idea of golf attire is like golf hat, vest, and knickers or something.
Yeah. Lee, Chris, wait a minute. You literally don't think I'm a golfer?
Okay.
I'm a miniature golfer.
Let me explain this. You may have golfed.
Okay.
You may have been golfing.
So.
But you are in no regard a golfer.
You're not like a Tiger Woods.
What defines what qualifies?
When you're like, we call me up and you're like, hey Chris, I got a 5:30 tee time.
Yeah, cause they need to like, have some
and
tea.
And I'm like, you want to get tea? Cause I'm not a golfer. And I'm like, tea? And you're like, golfing, you asshole. And then you hang up. That's okay, a golfer.
That's when I become a golfer?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Would you have a 6:30 tea time in the morning? Then you're
that's
a
pretty early.
That'll never happen.
Yeah. So you'll never be
that's when
a
you're
going to
be able to get it.
I've done that exactly once and went, I'm never doing this.
Yeah, you know, the dumbest thing you can do. Like, I don't, it's,
Why? What is the purpose of that?
So you can get out before work and there's no one on the course.
Before work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, most people like
they play golf when they go to work.
I was going to say, if you can fit in an 18 holes before work, good on you. Well, I guess if there's no one on the course.
That's a lot of fun.
There's
fucking...
no one on the course. It's a 3-hour round.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see your mic for a second. Luke, do you have clubs? Do you have your own clubs?
I have literally a $700 set of clubs.
Have you used them?
Yes.
More than once?
Many
this is an amazing
times.
Interview.
You don't say.
Yes.
Like, you don't say. I don't know what that was all about.
Did you say you have a $1,700
set? $700.
Oh, okay.
$1,700. I wasn't that right. Way?
I was like, oh my God.
$700 nonetheless. It's a nice fucking set of clubs.
I would assume.
Yeah.
It better be. I mean, what did it do? Suck your dick?
That's the $1,700 model.
Was it the Rodney clubs with the beer tap in it?
You know how many hand jobs you can get?
Were they the Rodney King clubs that came with baseball bats?
I know. But it's okay, though, Chris. After, you know. If,
to beat up
after
people.
After I tee off, you know, first thing in
the
morning.
Dumb joke.
Sun's rising and I tee off, I nut anyway. So I don't even need the hand job.
Yeah, you tee off.
Every time I tee off, I just nut. So I don't even need the hand
job. So 18 times?
Every fucking time.
That's really good.
I guess that explains why I've never gone golfing with you.
Yeah, right? And it explains why you
it's
like
messy.
It so much.
It's messy.
Have you seen this golf club that's it's hollow and you're supposed to pee in it?
What?
No, I'm serious.
You just made that up. You just made that up.
No.
Can I just ask you guys, why does Brian always know the most obscure shit? Like,
here we go. It's the Euro Club. You take off the top and it comes with this little towel here. And it's to pee on the golf course, so you don't have to go all the way to the bathroom or to the tree.
So that
you can fill your golf club up with piss.
You're on the golf course. You're in the woods.
No,
wait,
but look at
whose
this.
Whose dick is that thin?
You don't stick it inside. You just put your head up on the edge of it.
You just put the tip on it, yeah. It looks like a 7-iron. Okay, hold on. The Euro Club looks like a 7-iron, but it's actually a device that lets you pee.
Wait. Okay, so let me get this.
It's not an actual golf club.
This isn't a functional club.
It's just
it's a dummy. It's a dummy club.
Unscrew the cap, cover yourself with attached towel. It's and a towel attached. And send your urine streaming through the shaft to be emptied later.
Hold on, Brian. What was the word right after pee and before right?
Oh, no.
What?
Chris, what's this word right here? Can you read that? Surreptitiously? What is the word?
Surreptitiously.
What does that mean?
Streaming through the shaft. Yeah,
you've been to college, Lee. What's this mean?
That's right. Suck a dick.
I college gets you nowhere in life.
Here's the thing.
I went to the wedding.
This article.
I gave Chris a long lecture on why that's true.
No, this article makes a lot of
distance.
That was a good
lecture. A lot of sense.
I liked that. I liked that.
This article makes a good point. You know how some online news articles will like say something and then draw the line through it, like they were making their own point to be kind of cheeky.
Yeah.
This one says it streams it through the shaft and then crossed out is onto the ground below, but it's really to be emptied later. It should. It should just shoot it onto the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't hold the pee for you to dump out later when you get back to your house. You're like, sorry, honey, gotta dump my pee club. And then, like,
it depends on outside before you go in.
Yeah,
why didn't you pee on a tree then?
What is the volume of it?
That's what I'm saying. It depends on where you are. Like,
I feel like, look, if
you're in the middle of a golf tournament.
That looks like I could fill that in under a second.
I filled up beer bottles pretty quickly.
With the amount of pee I just unleashed, Oh my God.
For a fact, I filled a 20-ounce bottle of Gatorade with pee before.
I could do that. No,
I
problem.
Did that.
Like,
oh,
like,
did that
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I overflowed it. Like, I went to do it, like, in the car. Like, I'll just piss in the bottle.
I've never done that.
You've never done that? I've done that.
Not even
you never
once.
Pissed
and
the
I
bottle?
Did it, and it overflowed, and I got piss all over my hand.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah. It was really weird, because my dick was still in the bottle, but
So Luke,
what was I gonna do? Take my dick out? And
just,
pee in the
just, just to make sure, your dick was completely submerged
in
your own urine
and continuously adding urine.
I can't. Oh God, I can't.
That happened. That happened one time, yes.
Holy shit.
So we finally got on topic, which was peeing in a bottle and have your dick submerged in a in a Gatorade bottle.
Wait, that was the topic for
yes,
today?
Yes, that was. Didn't you guys listen earlier?
Your dick submerged in its own urine.
Let's go get burgers.
Is it time?
Oh, yeah. It's been time for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's finish up.
Well over.
Is that time for the hot dogs?
All right. Final thoughts. Final thoughts
on car accidents or whatever, Chris. Go.
Or whatever. Final thoughts? Listen, cars are great.
They get us around.
Yeah, they're probably the best invention.
Okay, Luke.
All right, cars, they're great. They're going to take me and my $700 golf clubs golfing because I golf.
No, you fucking don't, you sack of shit.
Game over. Are you gonna...
Oh.
That was...
I probably just broke that microphone.
You have a very delicate microphone.
Are you going to pee in it?
Don't pee in a microphone.
No, I just pee in the golf bag.
See, that's a way...
Caddy?
That way when I pull my clubs out...
Are you the caddy?
They're sterile. No.
They're literally sterile and moist and not so rough on the hands.
You know what's moist?
Cake. Cake farts? Steve, final thoughts.
I think the car is a great invention, but the fleshlight would be close second.
Okay.
For me, I'm a lazy person. That's too much to clean, so.
Lee.
Alternating current is the best invention.
Fuck that. DC.
No, DC come on. DC can suck my fucking
nuts. DC for life.
DC can suck my fucking
Although,
nuts.
You
do,
know
you
what?
See a, oh, do you see you a DC what? Outlet anywhere in this house?
No, because
it sucks ass.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck you, Edison.
Your computer, this board, my computer, Luke's face—they're all run on DC.
But how is it going to get there?
By AC.
AC travels farther. Shut the fuck up. Nikola Tesla's greater than Thomas Edison. Fuck you, Dad.
What? Your love is like Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison is what I need.
Whoa, shake it up just like Thomas Edison.
And that's the end of the show.
You didn't have final thoughts.
Damn it. One of these days, I'll get out of it. Cars are cool. I don't think cars that drive themselves will be anywhere ever. Because a plane can take off, fly, and land by
itself.
Even
with snakes on it.
Wait. A plane can take off, fly, and land by itself, but you wouldn't get on a plane without a pilot, would you? Nope. So, and on that ends the show. You're going to sing me out after I yell. So hurry up and think about a song.
I'm not going to sing. I'm just probably going to say something like funny right before you push.
So, it. And that's it for this week's episode. We'll see you next week on Hot Sauce Show.
I just jizzed.
I just beefed a bit.